Broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Ramir. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill. Cause it's die, motherfuckers, die, motherfuckers.
All alone, it was a ghetto.
Your team sucks!
Yeah. Oh, she changed her mind. She might not. Oh, wait, no, that was for Aruba. Never mind.
No, different thing.
Deke's going to Aruba for his birthday and invited us all like 2 weeks ago.
I really like this is the opening of the new podcast.
The week of September 18th.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, so he's just going to miss more football because that's what happens.
I kind of want to go to Aruba.
What?
Well, hey, not during season.
We'll go. There's 100% spot.
Him and Dave Walters are going, and some girl he met at a bar one time are going, so.
You no, get, no, the bartender.
One time you get Deke as a Breakfast Club ringer, and now you're best friends.
Well, I was drawing him the game before.
He would love to have you there. I'm sure.
I just love it.
On the same team.
So anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to
round two
of the TSL Week 1 Fall 2021 podcast.
So
here I am live again from Topper's Poolside Tavern and Cabana.
With really cool hair.
Really cool hair thing. this is our second shot at a podcast, so we are already 6 to 12 Trulies deep because as we were going through final thoughts of our last show, Audacity just shut down and disappeared and there was no recovering it, and the greatest podcast in the history of the TSL...
You'll never hear.
It's just gone. So we got to redo it.
For the second time.
Do we even have to talk about the scores?
We got to go back and talk about the scores. That's why people are here. Because even though we experienced that magic, the people out there did not, which is a bummer. So this podcast is probably going to... What? And there's strangers. And the children of the corner here. Okay. You can hear those children yelling. They are playing in the cornfield, screaming. So
I am not your papa, kid.
Topper, do you have something to tell? Why have you been hiding kids in the field? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the TSL is back. The podcast is back once again. It's a bummer. I'm sorry, because I know this is not going to be as good as the other one. The dogs are barking. All of this noise that did not happen for the last hour and a half is here now. It's beautiful.
Makes sense.
Emily has more clothes on.
Yeah, Emily put more clothes on.
Yeah, I put her
in. It's a bummer. So, nothing's good about this second podcast, but...
Oh, no.
We're here.
We got Biker Joe here.
I don't even have a bike. Just stop it.
Biker Joe.
To catch our listeners up, there was this whole bit during the last show about my hair, and these two guys are going to force it again. But
it's not forced.
It is what it is. Apparently, your hair can't dry in a funny fashion without being chastised for it. Because Topper, who knows all about hair, is going to be able to talk shit about other people.
Take advantage of my follically challenged situation here, Joe.
I am. That's kind of what I'm doing here. It's called deflecting, sir. But, all right. So, anyway, the TSL is back. We had week one. It was a time. It was hot out. It rained for, like, weird times where it was actually more like a cooling thing. Yeah, it's spit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyway. I like that you went right there. So, either way, it was fine. Even like I said, you know, week one was a good time. It was kind of like a preseason almost in a way because the whole league wasn't there. A lot of people had taken their time off because they just have other things to do. It is still technically summer, so we're going to run through that a little bit and see. I think even next week is going to be a couple teams are going to be off, and then we're going to be right in the swing of things where everybody's there rocking at the bar doing their thing.
Next week.
Are there?
Yeah.
Well, there should be because there's like six this week.
Yeah, there was like next to nothing on these weeks. So one thing we touched about before we got into football on the last show that you'll never hear, we did talk about the wine tournament. The wine tournament was a great time. Topper was
so
lucky.
I've been told.
Yeah, yeah, you were told. Well, that was just it, though. You were told by the people who own the winery. Yeah. You stumbled into them, probably legitimately stumbled into them after the show, and they just loved us. Right, everything
they
went
did.
Smooth.
Yeah, everything was great.
So we're welcome. Yeah, we're actually welcome. Nice. Welcome back to Black Willow.
Hey, if you need me to do the fields next year, I'm more than willing.
Okay. What was wrong with the
fields? I think you'll get a ton of volunteers for the fields.
I mean, they were great. They're just a little crooked. It's
pretty
fine.
Sure I did ask for volunteers to go up there with me and Jeff the first time.
He did.
You didn't know. You asked for parking.
That's actually
I was
Topper
not going to park cars, but I would have came up
a little
with you
crooked.
To do whatever.
All right. weren't that bad. They're going to be shorter. They're going to be crooked. There's no formal putting together these lines.
There was a lot of offsides calls when people didn't move.
Yeah. Yes. I was never sure if I was onsides or not. I just guessed.
That's fine. Whatever. Screw it.
We'll have an off-mic conversation about that.
Fair enough. All right, so we had that, and things were cool. So week one showed up. I'm sorry, like I said, we're rushing through this. But for those who can't tell these voices, as always, I am your host, Joe Kay, alongside, I guess, the peanut butter my jelly over here, Topper. Topper's here. Mm-hmm. Well, you make the sandwich great, buddy. Emily Schilling is here. She's chewing on some Tostitos. She always fills in when people like Joey Batts, who bailed on this podcast. Which,
lame.
Oh, could you imagine if he went on his like rants for like 6 hours and then it canceled? Maybe, did I have my computer set up that way to just cancel on Joey Batts? That would have been hilarious.
Maybe it was a blessing in disguise.
And then, even though he has definitely sat beside us recording before, I don't think he had not been on the podcast until an hour ago, and now he's on it for the first time. The first time on the podcast, George Lombardo is here. Hey, George.
How you doing? It's happy to be here.
Again. Oh, that's the worst. I don't think we're going to go through all your, like, oh, cool, the Free Ballers won, I love my team stuff again. So, George loves the Free Ballers, and he loves Wasted Potential. God. What? And he's excited to be a part of that team again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We get it. Sorry. Your moment is just stolen from you, and I feel bad.
I want my team to know that I talked about. That's all I want.
He did say nice things.
He said a lot of good things.
On the first time.
He said a lot of good things, and he said he would never let Blaze be on the team. That's all I can remember.
What? Did not say that.
There you go. So, games happened. Games were fun. Games were exciting. Emily, when you're ready to stop chewing and tell us about the 10 o'clock games, let's do it.
All right, 10 o'clock games. ANA 37, the Notorious BNB 36, Last Dance 48 to Show Me the MTDs 22, Practice Squad 34 to Buffalo Vice 43, Spinelli's Planning 27 to the 716. 36.
Okay. Just to go through it as fast as possible. 716 is Derek Pugh's new team. They're new in D5. They played Spinelli's, who won D6 last year. If I recall, Topper said in the last podcast that Spinelli's might have been missing some people. Correct. but 716 comes out and they win their first game. Really, really cool. That's exciting. Last Dance, for people who don't know, is Wolfpack, kind of like reprised, except instead of
Ward
throwing, which is a shame because he'll be moving to San Diego in a week. I think he said he'll be at the fields this week, so say your goodbyes, I guess. And Ricky Austin is throwing.
Buy him a drink.
Yeah, do that. Last Dance came in and they played Show Me Them TDs, who was in D5 last year. They apparently added a couple people. I don't remember who. We kind of talked about this, but I don't remember what we said. But either way, they believe that they're good enough for D3, and then they lost 48-22, so... We'll have to, Timmy, you said Timmy Z. Timmy wasn't there, right?
Yeah.
Is it Timmy Z? Right?
I don't know if he's whatever, a 20-point difference maker in the game. But
no, I can't say that he is.
I don't think so. You say, like, one thing you get in his head, he can't throw. So.
No
offense, Tim.
Leagues, take note. The league should take note. That's exciting. And then in one of the better games of the day, ANA took on the Notorious BNB, which is a team comprised of Dave Baker, Alex Buklis, and like a good chunk of like Sloppy Seconds and like people who play on that team. I believe Garrett's on that squad too, mm-hmm. with Josh and whatnot. So they had a really back and forth fun game. And actually, Amy Taylor ended up throwing the game, like the touchdown to get within a point to Alex. They had a quick girl play. She threw it to Alex, who apparently allegedly pushed off to get open, but made a really good toe tap play to make the touchdown. And instead of going for the one for the tie, BNB went for two for the win, and they didn't get it and lost the game because of it. But hey, I will always give props to people who go for the win over the tie, because like, why not? You know, is it really that much of a difference? The 5 yards? I don't really think so. So you might as well just go for
it. Right, you gotta go for the win.
And then Practice Squad played Buffalo Vice, and Buffalo Vice apparently has a new quarterback. Topper, would you like to comment on this?
No comment.
What?
We're in a rush. No. we're going to have to discuss that at some point with them, but yeah, he can't play in that division.
Yeah, so Seth Molinari, I think I'm saying it wrong, but I could be saying it right. He is the quarterback this year. Apparently Andy Clark is not playing at all this session.
Correct.
Which is a real big bummer, because Andy's cool. It's always fun watching him throw just bombs.
He can throw the whole field.
Yeah.
And so can Seth.
Right.
And that was their point to me. Too.
True.
But,
so like, you hate to see that. So now people are questioning whether or not Buffalo Vice should move up, and I think part of that is because they're very good, and they got better, which is fine. I don't think they're, like, too good for D4, but I think there are teams in D3 that are not good enough to be in D3, where just for competitive balance, it might be smart to make a flip there. But we'll get into that a little bit later. So Shout out to the teams that won. I'm going to talk a lot this time around, so you guys might need to jump in because we really need to get through it because I do not want to record another hour podcast. I'm sorry, people, we're listening. It's such a bummer. I feel so bad, but I don't know what happened.
It was good stuff.
It was the best stuff. Again, it was the best podcast of all time.
Sort of funny.
Topper did flash people.
He did.
Oh, he did flash people.
Flash people again?
No. We don't.
I am having another truly.
The night is young. I love it. So 11 o'clock happened, and Emily's going to tell us about those games.
All right. 11 o'clock was Slab Kabams 32, Public Enemy 53, Scared Hitless 42, Bullet Club 15, Frodo 34, Tide 4th and Dong 34, Titsburg Feelers 6 to Today's Feast 45, and Victorious Secrets 41, Graves Bros 12.
Okay, so Victoria's Secret went in and played Graves Bros and just smacked them around. I have no idea what happened there because Graves Bros isn't a bad team, so shout out to the girls. That's spectacular. You love to see that. I mean, anytime a gender team wins, it's just people like it more.
Well, yeah.
For sure. So Today's Feast and Titsburg Feelers are two new teams into the league, and apparently they're on two different levels. George, didn't you say you saw part of that game last time?
Today's Feast is very they're a very fast team with a lot of athletes on their team. Their girls can catch. And I did hear them say that they've been practicing.
I love that. No, teams that practice are great.
I mean,
they say we've been playing a lot better than this in practice, and they were smacking this team around like they didn't even belong.
Those are capped to take their jerseys and get them dry cleaned.
Gas cards.
They were wearing pennies, so they won't even have to wash those things.
Look at that.
We had pennies once.
Well, the last time a team practiced the whole time was tight ends in motion, and Lenny used to make fun of them, and now they're our D1 champions, so like maybe we shouldn't make too much fun of practice, everybody. So that's fun. Let's see. Bullet Club, we played Scared Hitless. Scotty Drew was too busy throwing for apparently this D3 team he's playing for now. That's super cool. Again, don't run a team, kids. It's the fucking worst. So either way, we played Scared Hitless. They came in. They got, I have to do the shout-out again. Melanie Linsmere, who we called Sticky Hands Blonde Chick, she's not playing for Untouchables, even though she subbed for them this week. She's playing. She's Jamie's cousin. She's on Scared Hitless. And she had 4 touchdowns. She caught everything. She played amazing. We didn't have an answer for her. We were all just really hot and sweaty and gross because it was hot and sweaty and gross. I don't think you can do that.
Fair.
You can't. Well, that's a joke.
Fair. I played against her.
However, she's really good.
Played against her last season. Very, very good.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So one of our better newcomers in the league for sure, and she put on a clinic and was just spectacular. We didn't have an answer, so shout out to Scared Hitless. They beat the crap out of us. Whatever, it happens. Slob Kabams, they are the newest D1 team, which is the Ben Stack experience.
Kate's out of retirement.
Yeah.
Oh, she came back?
Yep.
Cool.
Who else was? Did you know who else was on that team? Did you take a look?
I
thought you were at all these fields and you paid attention to every single game in great detail.
I looked.
Oh.
And then he had someone hand him a beer, and then it was.
Yeah, and then you know.
It was a crazy
talk.
No, but I didn't recognize anyone from the team.
Fair enough.
And Kate.
Wait, what about Emma Patterson? Is she on that team?
I don't know if she's on that team. I definitely saw her on.
She's on like the Jabronis.
Yeah, the Falconies or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might be on both teams. Who knows? I mean, we don't know these things. We're just trying our best here to make something happen
in
a rapid fire.
I'm just the pretty face of the league.
You absolutely are. You're the logo. That's why we silhouetted out your face.
Face of the league.
Pretty face.
The pretty face of the league.
The pretty face of
the
league.
The only pretty face of the league.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, everybody.
I don't know, Joke. Yeah, your hair's might
I know. There's a serious competition
now. Add it to the logo.
I can't. I hate all you guys so damn much. Anyway.
Biker Joe.
Joke, that's not even Biker Joe. I don't even like this. Whatever. I decide on nicknames. Remember that. I'm the great decider. Anyway. So either way, Public Enemy came in and they got even better because here we are with Cole's last run, allegedly, and Pete Wynn has joined the squad, which makes Public Enemy even better. But, I mean, yep. They lost last year, so now, of course, the only thing you can do is get better, so that's what they did. And they had said about Slob Kabams that their offense was pretty good, but they said their defense was just brutal, and that's kind of led to their loss.
Yeah, it's tough for a new team to start up against Public Enemy.
Or in D1 in
general,
for sure.
Last season. Weird.
Yeah, that's true. Man, I would buy that, but I know for a fact that you do not make the schedule for like primetime murder games.
No,
you just don't.
I don't do it.
Which I'm surprised.
But it is weird.
It would be hilarious.
Out.
It was really funny that it worked out that way for sure. And I believe that's all of our 11 o'clock games. As we're going rapid fire, we're going right to 12 o'clock. Let's go.
12 o'clock, Losing Streak 34, Isontown 40, Top Shot 32, Bullet Club 16, and TMA 34, Two Graves Bros 32.
Okay, so TMA is playing in D6, even though maybe they should have moved up, but it's fine. They had a great game against Graves Brothers, even though Johnny Dio was throwing, so they had their backup quarterback. They only had Lauren and Diana for girls, and I know they were missing their super, super tall guys in I'm trying to get these people out of here. I'm trying to get us out of here. The people haven't suffered through one of the best podcasts of all time earlier.
It was good.
So anyway, Nick Smith and Rob weren't there, so there's 6'8" dudes in the back line weren't there, and TMA led the whole game, and then Graves Brothers, I guess they tied it up, they took the lead or whatever they had, to, or no, they tied it up with 3 minutes to go, TMA walked down and scored, Diana had an amazing toe tap catch in the back of the end zone, I heard it was tremendous, and she might never be able to replicate that in her career, but either way, great catch, and Graves Brothers, to their credit, scored at the end of the game to go within two, they went for the... they went for the conversion, of course, to try to tie the game. And Rich Turner smacked the ball away. TMA wins their first game of the season. Congrats to them. Top Shot played Bullet Club. Scotty played for us this game, so we played a little bit better. But Sean Weisenthal is just super good. You know, Top Shot scored first, and then on our first drive, Sean just had this pick where it feels like he came out of nowhere, and he pitched it to, I think, Nikki Sabuda for a girl touchdown. And it was kind of like we were playing catch-up from there, and we didn't complete things. They did, but... whatever, we got a little bit better. We scored 16 instead of 15, like Topper said in the last podcast, so good for us, right?
I pointed that out, yes.
Yeah, see, I got this. I'm just doing the recap of our best podcast ever.
That you guys are continuously improving.
Yeah.
And then losing streak, who was a little shorthanded, played out of downtown in a game with a little bit of fireworks, apparently. So I can't remember. Did any of you see this game, or are we just going to talk about what other people told us about?
A lot of long balls.
Yeah, they threw a bunch
of long balls, and then poor Ricky apparently... had to argue with both quarterbacks about the score. That's about it.
I know that I was told that Chris Nelson scored a touchdown when he was 100% in, and Ricky called him out, so that kind of took points off the board. Actually, the amount of points that they lost by off the board, so that's kind of not great. But, Eyes on Town went near the end. They were close. Eyes on Town scored near the end to win the game. Another exciting game. Good work on losing streak and Jordan and them getting into D1 and competing immediately. And they competed without their whole team there, so that's showing that they're really gonna play well. They beat the crap out of us in D2 kind of at the end there. So it'll be fun to see how they'll do in D1 for sure. Like, I'm excited to see them play Public Enemy. I'm excited for them to play tight ends because I think those are gonna be really, really good games. But unfortunately, it feels like every time you get excited for a game in this league, one or both of the teams are missing like star players. So you don't actually know like what the full game is gonna be. So hopefully that won't happen here, but we'll see what goes on. Let's go to 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock games, Angels 32, Untouchables 45, Vaspian 8, Puckett All-Stars 30, and Let Us Win, those are only two games.
Let Us Win and Woodpeckers were on the schedule, they didn't play. You know, you had a whole other podcast to fix it. You practiced it and you still screwed it up.
The Woodpeckers were playing in the NFL, it's not that big a deal.
It was preseason for the Woodpeckers. Game.
We all saw them play against Chicago. Go on.
But they were on Chicago, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Vaspian moved down to D4. They're drew-less, but Puckett All-Stars moved up to D4 from D5. Because,
which they should have.
Yeah. Well, they should have anyway, but then they added, like I said, they added a couple players from All We Do Is Quinn, so that makes them even better. So now they look like a force to be reckoned with in D4. I don't know if you can judge too much about what goes on with Vaspian because they're still figuring things out. I mean, they weren't the best of the best last year, which I don't mean that to sound the way it does, but
they're learning and they started in a high division. It's hard to figure things out when you're constantly playing from behind.
Moving down a division is actually a really good move for newer teams. Like, there's a couple new teams we have in the TSL this year that they might be a division too high, and nobody's gonna give you crap or like make fun of you for dropping back a division while you're trying to learn. I like to point out Mountain Dewey, who played in D4, got kind of smacked around, then went down to D5, figured it out, beat the crap out of D5 and won that, and then they jumped up to D2 last year with Joey Bass, but now they're not even back, which
does any of those players play on different teams?
No, that's weird. I wonder what happened there. I don't know. I would ask Joey Bass because he would be here, but he again blew us off because he forgot they had a christening. So
lame.
Great job, buddy. What was the other 1 o'clock game? Untouchables played the Angels, which was a good back and forth game.
I saw some of it, and you couldn't tell who was winning because every team kept scoring, and then all of a sudden the Untouchables kept on. They scored the last two.
We
said
a lot of nice things about Bird last time, but we don't need to go through that.
No, I'm still gonna give Bird a shout out because
Bird looks like a quarterback.
I had talked to Emily before. I talked to Emily about the game, and I'll say it again. She just pointed out the same thing that happened against us. So Mel Linsmere, she played for Scared Hitless, like I said, and then she filled in for Untouchables, and she had a couple deep touchdowns. She did great. The Angels did well with the quote-unquote spaghetti offense, but there was a questionable sack on Maddie when he completed a long bomb to Casey that probably wasn't
a
sack.
It was a well-contested catch, and she still caught it and got for a touchdown.
And then it just doesn't count.
And it didn't count at all.
That hurts.
They tried to go again, and it was an incomplete pass because I tried to go for the same. I looked like the same play from looking at the field.
Yeah. So that kind of was a flip, and then I guess Untouchable scored again and called it after that. What are you going to do? Sucks, but it is what it is. But shout out to Burr, who apparently had a really good quarterback debut.
Yeah, he looked very confident in the pocket. So.
Ooh, pocket confidence.
Confident or cocky?
Both.
He looked a little. Cocky. No, he didn't look as cocky as he usually does. He looked confident. He looked like he was reeling things in a little bit.
And he looked quiet.
I dig it. He's so what? He's
a, wait.
No, quiet's good. He's quiet's good for Burr.
I think I dig it. I said it's a good thing.
We should have let him quarterback a long time ago.
Maybe he didn't want to.
Huh.
I don't care. Burr's a good dude. I like him. So
me too.
He's never
him and Bobby have to have a throw off.
Oh, yeah. That's something we can always set up. Absolutely. No problem with that. That gives us the ability to go to 2 o'clock games because we're whipping through stuff. Let's go.
Getting through this.
All right, 2 o'clock.
You asked for it because we have to.
Are we still recording?
Yes. I'm so scared.
Sure?
I'm so scared. And Jackson says hi.
2 o'clock games. Gray hair. Don't care. 27. Free baller. 17. It's just a nose. 43. To Gucci. 40. Zach attack. 29. And Falconies. 40.
Okay, so George, why don't you tell us about your game there?
Well, we had a few starters drop out right before the game. They either had to work or someone got sick, a.k.a. captain of the team, Scott. Didn't get to bring our shirts, but we love him to death, and I hope he gets
addition
better.
By subtraction.
I hope he gets better soon, and we see him next week. But either way, it was a good team, effort. We had to pick up Kroll, which was an amazing pickup. He's very smart. Was coaching up our team during the game.
He
was an amazing pickup. He was very smart, and he helped out our team a lot. But unfortunately, we ran into a veteran team that they've been playing together for a long time, and they had an answer for everything that we had. And they also picked up Voss's brother, who is a straight baller. He had multiple interceptions and had 4 touchdowns, I think, at least.
Wow.
He's amazing. I mean, he looks just like Kayla, and they're just awesome.
Yeah. Topper has no idea who you're talking about, by the way.
No.
I think I know Kayla.
You know Kayla.
What does she look like?
Well, I mean, she's a girl.
She looks like a girl.
Go on.
Some curly hair.
Shut the fuck up, Emily. It'll help him.
About Emily's height.
Gay height.
Which is true.
Huh. All right, I'm done with this. Anyway. So Itches and O's played Gucci. Gucci is a new team. They're a new team to us. So they had played in Game On for quite some time. They'd won a bunch of championships. They came over, and they have a very unique scenario, which is the coolest thing ever. Kelly Kane is their quarterback. So they have a full-time female quarterback, which I think is the coolest thing in the world, because we've talked about that a million times. And on the last podcast that you won't ever get to hear, the greatest podcast ever, we've talked about how cool it would be if she quarterbacked a gender team.
Yeah,
I think that'd
be cool.
Like, how do we, like, we almost need to, like, make that happen somehow. But
wine tournament.
That's a great idea.
I think that's been your response to everything today.
Wine tournament?
We'll never know. Catalina
wine mixer? Catalina wine mixer. The fucking Catalina wine mixer. But yeah, so we're getting all our top hits out of the way of the podcast that never was. I love it. It's only funny to us, but I don't care. It's our show.
She sounds like a ringer.
Stop it. I think she's been on the team for a very long time. But anyway. Props to her for doing that. Unfortunately, she wasn't there this week. I don't think she'll be there next week. But meanwhile, Frank Ladico stepped in to play quarterback. And for people who don't know him, he's been the longtime quarterback of the Wanderers over there. And the Wanderers have had an open invite to come show how good they really are in the TSL, and yet they still refuse to do it. But either way, Frank is one of the coolest people ever.
Charlie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just take them piece by piece.
The Wanderers are fun to play against.
I know, they're fun. Frank is fun to play against. It was really good to see him.
I mean, like, they were at the bar.
Like I said, I saw him, and like I hadn't seen him in what feels like forever, and he immediately started talking about our games we used to play against each other like a decade ago, and it was just really good to see him and just like talk about stuff, and like he's a good guy. He stayed at the bar longer than most of the people did, so hopefully that'll just, like, continue.
He's probably going after Cole's best at the bar.
That would be the best. I would vote Frank over Jeff. He was there. Jeff Kroll was gone. I didn't see Jeff Kroll all day at the bar. I saw Frank.
I saw Jeff Kroll on the fields, though. I didn't see Frank.
Yeah, that doesn't... Right. Guess what? Being at the fields doesn't mean you're best at the bar. Boom.
Fair.
Right.
that was fun. So, Gucci seems to be fitting right in there. Like I said, they went head-to-head with Itches and O's, who could have theoretically won the D4 championship last year, so it'll be fun to see what happens there.
Theoretically.
What's wrong?
Theoretically.
Oh, yeah.
But they did.
Cool.
I gotta do it.
I know you do. I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Well, I'm still mad at you for this hair thing, so like I'm not even gonna talk to you about
it. Topper started it.
Yeah, you didn't have to help him, okay?
But it looked good.
I know. Well, guilty. Still but does. Anyway. All right, so Falcone's then played Zack Attack. Mike McKendrick, who... Oh, cool. That means I don't accidentally make fun of him this time because we
didn't. There you go.
Mike McKendrick, who used to be a star in D1. And he's come back. He's throwing for the Falcone's, which are the International Lightning Falcons combined with the Jabronis. Joe Miano wasn't there. He's normally going to be the quarterback. But McKendrick threw well. Falcone's won this game. They ended up beating Itches and O's in the next hour, like we'll talk about. But
do you think he'll replace Joe?
Absolutely not. And I don't mean that to be rude about anything. Just this is Joe Miano's team. Like we've talked, like we talked in the previous podcast, Miano's become one of the better quarterbacks in the league,
he definitely
has come a long way in a short time. And I think he's plus again, he's such a nice dude, and you're not just gonna like boot him off the team because
he could be a receiver.
No, I think he wants to be quarterback. I think he wants to do what he wants to do. So if he wants to be quarterback, he would be.
I think he'd be good at it.
Quarterbacks
get
the ladies, except for this one. But
I was gonna say, how's that working out for you, bud? Tell me all about it.
I said except for this one.
Well, hey, you're the one who decided to be my enemy today, so this is on you.
Whoa, how about your enemy? I've been complimenting your hair.
You've been complimenting my hair incorrectly.
There's going to be a cardboard cutout of your hair.
No, there's not. That can't be my cardboard cutout. I don't want it to be.
Topper, if you get a cardboard cutout, I'll take it to a Bills stadium with me and I'll get it on TV.
Perfect.
Damn it. All right. So, well, that's about done. Well, Topper will pay for it. Topper will pay for it. Another throwback joke nobody else is going to understand. All right, so those were our 2 o'clock games, and we'll go to our 3 o'clock games.
3 o'clock, Past Our Prime 54, XTC 53, Super Freaks 18, Cobblestone 46, Itches and O's 17 to Falcone's 29, and Travis Henry's 28 to Lenny's Ladies 52.
Okay, so we'll just touch on the Lenny's Ladies things real quick. My foot was hurt. Like, I was screwed up. I couldn't really play, so... Emergency substitution, random old homeless guy who was hanging out there just yelling obscenities at other games decided to come in and throw.
Win-win, I think, maybe, for, like, we get Cole off another field from yelling and just bring him in.
Right?
He can't yell so much.
That's fine. So he still kind of yelled, though.
He still yelled.
So Cole came in and, you know, he played with my girls and they played really well. Like, they had so many really, really good catches.
They made a lot of plays.
They made a lot of plays. And Travis Henry's kids, like I said, I'm not sure if this is their normal team or if this is the new team. I don't know what's going on with them, but they definitely tried to throw a bunch of deep balls. And like I said, they couldn't throw over Katie Swanson. She was like moss. She was getting interceptions. She was like, playing really great defense, which she loves to do. So that was a big bright spot. And they didn't have an answer for some of our shorter girls who are just really, really fast, like Caitlin Mason, super, super fast.
Caitlin's
Misty Hines,
so good.
She is. She's super good. She's still, I think, didn't she win? I think she won, like, D4 MVP.
She should have. She didn't.
Not too long ago, and people still don't know who she is.
Because she's so underratedly good. She's so quiet.
And when you get her talk, she has a lot of fun. She's super
so
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, my girls are they're all spectacular.
And so is
really
Katie.
Happy.
Katie's great, too.
Oh,
Katie
absolutely.
Johnson,
yeah. I don't have
that team. Mean you don't like any of the other girls on the team?
No, I hate them all.
I love them all. All
right.
But the other girls on his team are like well known, whereas those two are so quiet and not.
That's true.
Gotta give them a shot.
Well, I'm sure I've said this on the podcast before, but not the one that we deleted, ironically. I definitely
you deleted it.
To be fair, I didn't touch it either. It just magically vanished as we were speaking. I was in the middle of talking and I just went, oh, what? But I definitely tried to find a lot of girls that weren't known in the league and needed to be on a team, and that's kind of how we got to where we're at. So. I'm really nice.
It's glary.
Cool shades, man.
I can look at his hair.
Topper is a dickhead. But anyway. So the ladies played really well. I mean, having Cole helped for sure. But I think, like, it wasn't just because, like, Cole played. Like, the girls played an incredible defense. And, like, Travis and your kids, like, Topper, you're saying, it didn't seem like they were even calling play.
They weren't calling much plays. And I think they could have done a better job of, you know, taking advantage of matchups against some. They had hype.
They definitely had hype.
You know, I just think they could have probably used it and didn't take advantage of it. So
Very fair.
When you're not calling plays, random's not going to win you much.
That's fair. Okay, so Cobblestone beat the Super Freaks, who we might have been wrong on in terms of like moving them to D3 because we mistook some stuff. But either way, Cobblestone, like I said, I only saw one. Like I said in the podcast that nobody knows will exist, that I looked and I saw one play, and it was Sam just throwing like a three-quarter of the way field touchdown. I was like, Sam's awesome. That's the best.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I said Sam should replace Daryl, even though he has the best hair.
Wow, you know, yeah, like you were safe. You were safe.
He had the
it
best
was
hair.
Gone.
He had the best
until
hair.
Until Joe came along.
We're going this round again. All right, cool.
Oh, until Joe gets himself on a jersey, Daryl still has the best hair.
I don't want a Joe K jersey. Stop it.
But Daryl is a jersey now.
Sharpie to that.
He has to say it.
What are you sharpening? You're not touching my shirt. Get away from here. I hate you guys. I'm just going to draw a hat on it. All right, anyway. And then past our prime, they had, like I said, I saw James Salato there. We saw Lindsay was there. Yep. So, like, they actually had players there, and they scored 54 points, which is great. XTC added both Battaglias,
yep.
So that's a big win, and they played well. I mean, this is
both
obviously
brothers.
A back and forth game.
Both brothers. Yeah, not Jill.
Not Jill.
Just both brothers.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't think we had it wrong on the last podcast, even though it was still the greatest podcast of all time. Maybe
well,
I
there
have
are two Battaglias, just not Joe and Joel.
Correct.
Right. That's what I meant. It doesn't matter. Right, well, this will probably get deleted, too, so we're good.
Yeah. We're about to run out of this space.
No, I deleted a lot of stuff. Stuff that I probably
empty.
Shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't need...
All your porn.
I don't need you, birth certificate, but anyway.
OnlyFans isn't porn anymore, so he's
got it
downloaded now.
Yeah. Can re-get those, right? You just get reborn.
Right? Yeah, I guess so. That's fine. Did you guys make an OnlyFans joke?
No.
I'm sorry that your cash flow is gone, so now you gotta get a job. Anyway.
Wow.
That's why I got a job as hostess.
Well, everybody saw you running around on the field.
Everybody go
worry.
To Barbell on Easter Aurora now.
Wow. Is that a strip
club? Oh, it's out
what?
There now.
That's where we're going?
Easter Aurora Barbell.
That's where I work.
What are you doing? Are you serving?
Not yet, but I'm a hostess for now.
Hostess with
oh, God, hostess.
We can still yell across
those
the
are
restaurant.
The, hostess are just the girls that, like, the company thinks they're too retarded to be servers, so good
wow.
luck.
This
one, I'm sorry to anybody out there who might have said I shouldn't have said the R word. I'm going to take it. All right, we're deleting this one. We're starting over. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the TSL podcast, round three. I take that back. That was wrong. I feel bad saying that, but I'm 52 Trulies deep. Anyway.
As you should be by
as
now.
As you're next to a giant bottle it's of Jameson, because we got to get that in there again.
Stop it. All right.
Delirious.
We had to swear jar now. Bing. Yeah. All right. No, I apologize for saying that. For anybody I might have offended, I should have never said that. But I'm also not going to go back and delete it at this point. Let's see here. That was all. That was it, right? Pastor
yeah,
Prime won. XTC. Cool. We got through the games. That's really exciting. We did that in
maybe
half
the
time.
Maybe the computer glitched because Pastor Prime won.
That might
probably.
Be it, too.
That's probably what caused the glitch a lot.
Shots by time. I hope you play them next week now. You don't even. I know you don't know who you play next week, so I hope you play them.
I play ADA. I do know that.
Oh,
how do you know? Yeah. How do you know that of all the things?
Because I did the schedules.
He's playing A&A. That's the whole reason.
I said this morning. That's fair. You probably had to hand it out. Okay, fair enough. All right, so those were our games. I'm sorry again, really quickly, to everybody who was hoping for like more in depth stuff. We had it. It was a blast. But
it was great.
Doing a podcast and just then having it delete, literally, like, if it was midway through, all right, we could have like regained our thunder. But the fact that it was literally as I was getting to the close is a real big bummer. So this is what you get. So we're going to go to our winners and losers. Hopefully you guys remember what you said.
I don't.
40 minutes ago. It doesn't matter.
I'll make it
just
up.
Just make up new ones. Nobody's, they don't know. So George, we're going to start with you with your winners and losers. And you go for that, bud.
All right. My positive is the, or my winners are how positive everybody was in the field. It was a very, there was no incidents where people got upset. People were screaming at each other except for the game in D1 where people were arguing over a score, which that's fine, it happens in a game, but no one was screaming at each other because they disliked each other or anything. And my losers is the humidity. It was terrible out there.
Yeah, it was brutal for a little bit there for sure.
Alright,
like, everybody
me.
Was sweating. Yep, you, go ahead.
Yay, my winners was everyone who showed up yesterday because it definitely felt like football, but it didn't feel like football because there wasn't it wasn't like the full topper people there. So I guess that means my losers are the people.
Do the topper experience.
Exactly. My people who, the people who didn't show up, how dare you have other things going on besides football?
Yeah. How dare you get married?
Yeah, right?
Or
so
whatever.
My losers are the people who didn't show. Cause
how dare you go to a wedding?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Because, like, so Molly and Corey got married, but they got married kind of far away. But Bobby still played football and then had to, like, he must have had to speed to this wedding.
Probably.
Bobby drives very fast anyway, so I can
just see throw it. Him under that bus. Whatever, who cares?
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, you're right. He'll be okay. So, all right, that's cool. So props to him for doing that jaunt, because that sounds like a wild
Bobby will
ride.
Never miss football.
No, I don't blame him. I understand.
I wouldn't either.
Football's the best.
Every
man.
Week.
Right?
Loser's not coming.
I love it. Patrick.
What do I have for my winners?
I don't remember what you said.
Damn, I had a good one, too. Didn't
what was Joe's that he told us?
No, you can't take mine, but then I told you the right thing to say.
Gordon?
No, you're not taking Gordon.
I can't take Gordon. What the?
You thanked everybody else.
Wait, your
losers. That's my loser too. Stop it.
Okay.
My losers were all of us for losing Ferger, I thought.
Yes,
yeah,
the losers were the league because Ferger, he's got a lot of stuff to do. That
and
bee
the bartenders,
is in there. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
That's my greatest fear, by the way, is one of those bees.
Drinking
like,
a bee?
Yeah,
that'd be terrible.
That would freak me out. I don't know how.
Yeah, not too many people.
Your throat.
Oh,
God. Why did you make that awful?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to think about getting stung in the throat.
You won't be able to drink as much anymore.
I gave you some Benadryl or something.
Thanks.
It'd be like the end of My Girl. You can't see without his glasses.
Winners.
What?
Winners. I mean, look, we had a good day.
Winners are all the people who all stepped up and ref, right?
I actually, you know, I'm going to change my nope.
You can't change it because nobody knows what your first one was,
right.
So go for it.
I didn't thank the captains for getting their teams together. It was pretty organized this round.
My captain
this
didn't
time.
Show up.
Yeah, but
I
think
you have a terrible captain.
No, it's a good thing because he had influenza, so it's fine. He stayed
yeah,
home.
Yeah, listen,
love
if you're
Scott,
sick,
you
stay home.
COVID.
Yeah, but no, our captain's
a hot button issue.
Being the captain of a team is a pain in the ass.
You're telling me, man.
It's you're gonna lose money.
Yep.
And it's frustrating. So
yep. Just lose years of your life.
Yeah.
I don't have many left, so I can't lose too many more.
I tell you, don't captain a team.
I captain two. It's great. So, yeah. All right, cool. What did you say for losers? Did you say one?
We lost Ferger.
Yeah, that's true. So, what Trevor was trying to say is because Ferger has, like, life going on and he's not going to be around very often. It's kind of a loss for the league because he's one of the fucking best personalities we got going on. So, we're going to miss that guy for sure. But, hey, what are you going to do when you're a bowling superstar and you got kids growing up and doing cool things? Sometimes football takes a back burner. Sucks to see it. We all suffer because
moonshine.
Of it.
Can he please show up with a bowling bag and a Charlie Sheen button down just one week?
Which might be a win.
He might.
Or a lose.
It'd be awesome.
That would
I'll
be
tell
cool.
you, though, the one time when Ramirez was still with us and Ferger had that new, what did he get, a Land Rover or something like that?
Something like that.
And he left the trunk open for some reason. And Ramirez and I just walking by like, hey, what's in the trunk? And we got a picture. And I was in the front seat with B's brother. And first, like, you know you left my bowling ball down in the car. I'm like, sorry, man.
My bad.
Right? That's like somebody's suitcase of money.
Possession. What are you doing?
I know. Wow.
Hey, man, Ferger's a good bowler for sure. My winners and losers, well, we kind of already touched on it. My winner is Gordon. Gordon Cutts gets winner of the day because... For people who didn't know, like, the bar literally almost started on fire yesterday.
Yeah.
The breaker, one of the breakers in the main electrical panel just kind of, like, melted. I don't know the technical terms, but basically it melted. And if nobody had smelled the burning plastic when they did and they shut stuff down, literally the bar would have started on fire. Like, we were real close to quite the memorable week one. And for a whole mess of other reasons. But or if it would have happened, you know, even a little bit later and nobody was around, like, we could be waking up hearing that the bar burned down last night, and then we'd have to check to see if we did it. But instead, Gordon came in, he shut it down.
That's not a game film you want to look at.
Right? So, yeah, so Gordon went to Home Depot, bought a new breaker, like, fixed it, like, and the bar was very thankful. So that was a big save of, you know, not letting the bar burn down. Great job, Gordon. My losers of the week were the Bees. So many friggin' bees by the bar. Like, it was almost comical because you would kill, like, two and seven more would show up. So there's obviously some sort of, like, hive up there in the rafters or something. I don't know. But either way, we had way too many bees there. And last episode, I told Topper that he had better get on the horn to, like, get some exterminator over there or something. Even though it's not, like, your problem, it's sort of your problem. Because, like I said, next week is, I know it's going to be, like, partially the Val Bernal birthday spectacular weekend. So... we're gonna have more people than usual there anyway, and people are gonna be drinking and having a blast. So I don't know. We don't want people getting stung. We don't want to deal with this. It's just something we don't have to deal with, you know. So hopefully that'll be taken care of. But if not, well, we'll see what happens. Then again, I don't think anybody got really stung this week, so that was kind of a plus.
No.
All right. So we're coming.
No, we were there.
No.
So we're coming to the end of the show again.
We're still recording.
This is where we do our final thoughts, as we usually do. I guess if you want to add anything that we talked about that we forgot to mention during our rapid fire podcast that we're doing right now, please do. But George, we'll start with you with your final thoughts.
I can't even remember what I said.
That's fine.
But I will say, just everybody keep up the positivity. It's awesome to have people enjoying football again. No one's against each other. No one wants to not play each other. It's actually just fun going out and playing each other now. It's awesome to see friendly faces out there.
Good. Oh, that's so nice. Emily, what you got?
I said this last time, and then after I said it, it crashed. We'll try it again.
Topper ruined it. Stop it. Wasn't you. It was him.
I say this every week, but I am very thankful for everybody who puts their time and effort into making the league and everything run smoothly. Thank you, Joe Kay, the Brunels, Travis, Joe.
You said the Jeff Brunels, Kroll. So Travis is covered in that.
Okay, fair. Jeff Kroll, Topper, everybody who puts their time, Emily J, everyone who puts their time in to make the league run as smoothly as it does. We all appreciate it, so we can all just show up and play our games. We very, very, very much are thankful for all of you who put your time in to make us be able to just come and play.
I said it before. You're welcome.
Yep. I was going to say, I'm waiting for you to actually accept it.
And now it crashes.
Maybe that's what I actually did. You said thank you.
I said thanks.
Everything's good so far, so we're cool. So, Topper, we can get into your final thoughts on everything you got going on. Go nuts.
Can't wait for the fall weather.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You say that now until it starts, freaking snowing.
I do like the pool, though.
Yeah.
The
pool is pretty great.
You got a
hot tub, though.
I do have a hot tub. Fine. I know. No, I appreciate it. I enjoy you guys coming out here to do the podcast. It makes my life easy.
Yeah.
And I get to use the pool, because I don't use it without people over here, usually.
I like to sit in it, so.
Nobody's going to. Yeah. We're not going to complain.
Those of you stiff on the podcast, sucks to be you.
Joey Pats.
Way to be.
Yeah. And, thanks for the refs and you guys, and the captains. Did I already thank the captains?
That was actually, I think, your winner.
This time? Mm-hmm. That was this time? Okay. I'm getting the podcast confused.
That's fine. No, that was literally 2 minutes ago.
I know, but
just roll with it. It's fine.
Yeah. So that's my final thoughts.
That's cool. Cool. But we're not. Everything didn't crash, so I guess I get to get into my final thoughts. My final thoughts, yesterday for me, on a personal level, there was a time in there where I just wasn't okay. My brain was kind of scrambled. I wasn't feeling very well because I got a whole host of stuff going on in my life that sometimes isn't great and sometimes it adds up, and it was. It was kind of terrible. And then, my foot was hurting, and it was just, a total bummer. And for a minute there, I was getting kind of depressed. Just, this is the first week of football, and I'm feeling kind of blah. And that was a bummer, right? And a lot of times when I feel that way, I definitely keep it inside, which is wrong. But I mentioned it to a couple people because people are just what's wrong? What's going on? I just talk to my friends. And it's just the reason I love the league being back and the reason that I always defend it and call it our family. And while I'll always, go to bat on why we're the best social co-ed sports league in the history of the planet is because I just say a little thing and more than enough people I can't even count them because there were so many that would just hey, everything's cool, Joe K. Hey, if you need to talk, I'm here for you. Everybody's always so positive and they're just there for you and they want you to feel better. Everybody cares about each other here, even when you want to strangle people, even if you want to we always go towards a Blaze where you're maybe you want to super kick his head off sometime, but we also say super but he's kick. Also yeah super kick. You can't even regular kick his
he
head
also
off.
Has
super
kick. Back.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Even he Blaze is still somebody who he's a nice person too, all that other stuff. So even the quote unquote villains of the league, I mean they're mostly I call them Lenny villains where he'll build them up to be, way worse than it really is, But but getting back on track, everybody just so many people reached out, people who didn't they could just tell something was wrong, hey, what's going on, just ask a question, and they're it wasn't a let me just ask because I feel I should, it was just a I genuinely care, I want to know if you're all right, I want to know this, and I know that I know that I do this to people too, and I know it happens all around the league, and I just wanted to say football's back, and that's freaking awesome, I'm excited, but it's just I get the more I thought about it today, it just kind of, I guess, warmed my heart is the lamest, coolest, best way I can say it, that just when you feel cared for, it's really cool. I love this family, and I love the people that I get to see every Saturday. And I guess because in between the seasons was so busy with just, summer and vacations weddings. And weddings and more weddings and then another wedding and then somebody had a kid, I'm sure, you forget about it. And then all of a sudden it was even at, 75% capacity or whatever we were this week, because obviously it wasn't the full experience, it still, clicked in, oh, yeah, this is why I'm here. These are my people. This is... this is my safe space. This is my favorite thing in the world. This is what I look forward to. I'm already looking forward to next Saturday, so I can't wait to see everybody again. Like, I don't even have a game. Like, I have Gordon's brother's wedding, so I won't be there all day. But, like, I will be there in the beginning because I'm going to still, like, watch some games, see some people, see my friends, leave when I have to. And then after the wedding, I'll probably come back. Like,
I'm... birthday.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'll probably come back. If we're going out for Belle's birthday, I'll be there. I'll see what's going on. Like, I'll figure that out now. It doesn't need to be said on a podcast, but I'm just really grateful that I get to see everybody again. We get to go do stuff, and it's just going to be awesome. You know, it was awesome watching, like I said in the last show, it was awesome sitting at the bar watching the Bills game with everybody. That was a really cool, like, quirk to the league. Like, we had never, because we never got to watch, like, a Bills game together, because it's always on a different day, so.
Next week, too.
Most of you guys have never been able to experience a Sabres playoff game at the bar.
Damn, I didn't even know that. I never even considered that as a thing. Yeah, wait, that would be
Sabres
awesome.
Sabres make the playoffs?
Oh, God, you had to be a young tyke then, sir.
Dating going back a long time ago. But...
No kidding. That sounds amazing.
That's
wow.
The way we're wearing red and black, right?
Yeah.
Miro Chetan. I would have been going to the game. That's when I went to every game. That was 1999. Jesus. That was forever ago. All right, anyway. So that was just my sappy little ending to just basically say I love this league and I love these people. And thank you to everybody who... just were being yourselves, and that's badass, and you always get the call out when I say that, because you guys are awesome. And to anybody new in the league, that's kind of like what I'm saying. Meet new people. Actually, I don't think we said it on the mini podcast here, but on the longer podcast, we said, hey, if you see Topper, he doesn't know who you are, but go grab him a beer and talk to him.
He'll buy him a bucket.
Buy him a bucket. Well, you don't even have to get him a bucket. Just get him one beer, because if you get him a bucket, then he's gonna.
Then we're going through this all over again.
He gets to
giant circle.
Topper gets to a certain level before he starts to forget things again. So let him
come to the bar and hang out.
Yeah.
As someone that also wants to say, like, we don't know that you're looking for refs. So, and on the podcast, if you want a ref and help out the league, ask him.
Yes, absolutely. I'll just say it here. If you want to stand, even if you don't want to ref 100 games, if you just want to, hey, I'll be here. I have a game at noon, so if you need somebody at like 10 or 11, I'll do that play and leave. Like, that's acceptable. Like, we could always use people for any hour, any time. It's great. We'll train you. You know, we'll do whatever you need to do. I think we brought up last season going back to like the J ref school. Maybe we'll open up a ref school again. That was just the thing that I don't know if we have to videotape a montage, but. Lenny would love that.
Can we please do that? That would be amazing.
Oh, you're back in ref school.
Yep, back in ref school. Well, shout out to Billy because Billy Gunn reffed yesterday, and regardless of what you think about him, the dude was reffing yesterday with like a 95% blocked like artery
in his neck, yeah.
And he's having surgery on it, and he's going to be gone for a little bit. Oh, but he still came out and reffed when we're just like, why would you waste your time doing that? It's crazy, but he did it. Uh-huh. He did it, and okay, cool. It just went to screensaver. I thought it shut down again. I would have just quit. I was just like, I'm done. Let's see if we do it in 20 minutes.
I'd come back a different day.
Also, good luck. Good luck, Billy, going through surgery.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's why I said. I hope everything goes well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our hearts
go
out
back
to
soon.
You. Absolutely.
October.
For sure.
We can't wait to have you back.
Exactly. So that kind of wraps up the week one podcast. Again, I'm sorry to people who were expecting it to be a lot better. It was great. It was a fantastic hour and a half long podcast that got deleted, but we got to 47 minutes somehow, even though it felt like we were going fast. So this isn't that much shorter, but it's still shorter, and we apologize. Technical difficulties happen. What can I say? Just to kind of like lightly touch, just to piggyback on that, if you're looking to ref, please reach out. You can email Topper at toppersports.com and say, hey, I want a ref, and then he'll send you to Coach Jay. Or if you want to be on this podcast, I mean, you can find me or Topper at the fields and we can set up a date. Or you can email, again, I guess just email Topper at toppersports.com. you won't give me the podcast at toppersports.com email address, so I can't do it any other way. Even if you set it up, it doesn't mean you gave it to me, so whatever. But if you want to be on the podcast.
On the Telegram, too.
Yeah, that's true. We have the Topper Sports Telegram channels. So if you're on Telegram and you're new to the league, we do have a Topper Sports channel where all updates a lot of time. Even though we haven't
request every week at the bar now, I'll be like, hey,
right? So yeah, but it's good to just be subscribed to that. It's at least if you're the captain of a team, which I feel like we should almost make mandatory, because if there's going to be cancellations or something happens, or if the bar starts on fire at 1:30,
well, because of Gordon. Thank you, Gordon.
Yeah, right. Shout out. But the point is, like, if anything serious happens, we're like, we do get rained out. Like, that's the first place to look. Like, we'll post it on Facebook. We'll do this stuff too. But whatever. But that's like the quickest way to get your information for all things TSL. And then, so like I said, we have the Facebook. You also should follow us there just because you'll get information there too. Or whenever like the podcast posts or whenever one of the articles posts, because we got, what, 3 articles, right? So there's Sentinel, Godfather, and then QB Power Ranking. So, yeah, I mean, for those who are new, we will have, like I said, throughout your week, like, you think we record on Sundays, so that doesn't really affect you, but Mondays is usually when the podcast is up. Tuesdays, like, when the Sentinel comes out. Wednesdays or Thursdays is Power Rankings.
Yep.
And then usually Godfather comes out on Friday, so that's like most of your week of just like some sort of TSL content, and then Saturdays are the games, and it all over again. So yeah, most of your week will be basically taken up by this league, and if you're new, if you accept this league into your heart, it'll take over your life. But hey, at the same time, you might like find a significant other or find lifelong friends and family like a million people have.
You will.
No, I mean, some people could just be so abrasive that they won't, but jokes aside, most people, we're pretty accepting just about everybody. So yeah, hang out at the bar, talk to us, get to know us. Again, you want to be on the show, let me know. I love new people on the show. I ask new people all the time. People tell me they can, then the next day they can, and it's a bummer. And then I tell Emily.
They actually look at Sanborn.
That's a problem. Yes,
yeah, right.
We get it. Dude, Jordan said that. I'll call him.
45 minute drive.
I'm not even calling out Jordan, but he's just right. He's like, man, I want to be on the show. He's like, but Sanborn is kind of far. I'm like, bring the family, make a day of it, because that's what Top Row is.
there's a hot tub. Make your day.
That's what we did. It's 6:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think we all got here around 1:30, and we've been here.
You got here at
1:30. I got 1:30.
Yeah.
So we all got here around 1:30. Yes, correct. Thank you. Whatever. It's a far drive.
We said one. It was like two.
We saw the drive. We were like, oh, yep, Joe's not here.
Well, I don't have a book bag for my computer anymore. I was looking for that, and my ADHD took off, and I had all this other stuff going on, right? You know what?
Just thinking I was playing with the sunflowers.
It's kind of true, yeah. No, that wasn't that. It wasn't that. But, I haven't seen it. We gotta go. We're gone. We're rolling out. Topper just slurred a whole bunch there, so that's our cue, guys. Seriously, we love it. The league is back. Topper doesn't have to schedule anything anymore, so he's happy. And just seriously, come out, say hello. Up and up. Thank you everybody for listening. Ears, thank you for wasting your time. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. And to a dog, dog food is just food. And to a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible minds. Waits for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun duck to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts. What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil? Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like my name is Mr. Fish. Yeah, these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh, and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.